Kiki Smith, Iceman. Art is like the wind. It's not something that should be about one thing or another. Different things are always moving you or telling you to pay attention. Art is about being curious, about knowing how things hold meaning, trying to make sense of oneself, one's environment. I like to make art about the body. I think I chose the body as a subject not consciously, but because it is the one form that we all share. It's something that everybody has their own authentic experience with. In making work about the body, I'm playing with the indestructibility of life, where life is this ferocious force that keeps propelling us. At the same time, you can just pierce it and it dies. I'm always playing between these two extremes. The body is also always under the siege of ideologies, the church, politics. To understand the body, you have to go under the surface and look at the entire system. It is a hologram that contains all the information for the rest of everything. Our bodies have been broken apart bit by bit and need a lot of healing. Our whole society is very fragmented. Everything is split and presented as dichotomies, male-female, body-mind, and these splits need mending. In some ways, my work with the body is about trying to reclaim it from society for the individual, trying to separate yourself from these ideologies that your head is packed full with. Consciously, you may not even be aware that most of the things you think are historical, that you're just a product of what people were thinking 500 years ago. In trying to look at the form without any of this moralistic stuff that's dumped on it, hopefully, one can get a more detached view that's free of all that baggage. I know in my life, I feel oppressed a great deal by all these ideologies that I've either internalized in my own psyche or am politically and socially confronted with every day. Your body is like every man, where all these things are played out, and you're like a hemophiliac, just trying to keep your blood in, while all these external forces, these vampires, are trying to get at it. In 1991, when a Neolithic man was found frozen in an alpine glacier, I fashioned Iceman as a commentary. The piece, showing the unclothed man in the frozen position in which he was found, is modeled life-size and cast in bronze, which creates a color very similar to the dead man's skin. The work is hung slightly above eye level, attached by its back. For viewers, it becomes an object of curiosity, a specimen, just as the frozen Neolithic man was for the people who discovered it.